Hi guys, it's Eric Garpagino. I've got another review for you, and today it is Blossom Tales 2, The Minotaur Prince. Sorry, I needed to take a breath there. But this is obviously the sequel to the Blossom Tale, the first game, where this game is really just another one of the stories that Lily and her brother Chris are being told story by their grandfather, and Lily gets inserted as the main character of the story, and that's who you play as, but Chris is actually involved in the plot this time, and the plot's about how they end up going to a fair in this fantasy world that they've been placed in, and they get into a competition. He cheats to try to win. She gets mad at him, curses him to go away, and the Minotaur King shows up and kidnaps him. And basically, you're just going around and collecting all the various doodads to get an entry into the palace that the Minotaur King is holed up in. And that's basically the entire plot line. There's some in-jokes, and there's still an unreliable navigator, but unlike the first game, there is a much stronger linear path from A to B, other than going to get the doodads to go to point B. But there's a lot less random dungeons that you can go in, and then you have to do mini challenges. So there's fewer opportunities for the story to change in certain ways, like Chris and Lily will fight over what happens in a certain scene sometimes, and then you'll that's actually kind of an ingenious way of regulating the challenge, like, do you want to do this puzzle or that puzzle, or fight these enemies or that enemy, and, or do you want to be completely silly, or do you want to be more straight-laced? There's even a subquest where you can get new combat moves for Lily, and the brother will keep pestering you to get the ground pound. And player's tip, you should probably avoid getting it first, because it's not particularly good. It's strong, but it leaves you vulnerable for a few seconds, and it has a limited range of area of effect. The other abilities are much more useful. But while the game is much better for having better designed overworld and level design overall, and ingenious use of tools to get through areas, I think it still suffers from a few issues in the first game that they didn't address. Like, the map screen is still pretty rudimentary, and even when you zoom it in, it's not of particularly high resolution, so it's still hard to see what's what, and then once again didn't bother to make much of a legend in terms of finding out where there might be certain caves and whether or not certain areas have shops or whatever. So that's something that they should have fixed, and they unfortunately did not. And I hope that if there's a third game in the series, they address those finally. But other than that, it's a fun Zelda 2D Zelda clone experience. Still no voice acting, but the dialogue is very legible, the text is big and easy to read. But some accessibility options, like I said, making the map easier to see would have been appreciated, but especially since it's a game definitely more geared towards the younger crowd. But if you like the Zelda action-adventure RPG genre, try giving it Blossom Tales 2 a look. But that's all I have for today. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.